How much credit would T. John Lisinski be entitled to for his leadership during this early period?
Oh, a great deal, a great deal. He did have a lot of vision as to what the court function ought to be, and he also worked closely with Ron Zerbicki, whom he'd worked with for 4 years prior to that. They made a very, very good team. And so the actual organization, physical organization certainly, the courtrooms, the offices, the early employees and so forth, T. John deserves the lion's share of credit for that. We were all able to hire our own secretary and our own law clerk, but he was the one who sought out good people for other jobs in the court, and saw to it that the physical plan was, he liked that sort of thing. And I can remember going in his office, and he had a sort of an architect's desk set up in there with plans of courtrooms and things like that, remodeling jobs, as for instance the one here in Lansing in the Washington Square building. That whole place was carved out of just an old office, a rather old office building.
As T. John used to remind people, over the drugstore.
Yes, over the drugstore. It was over a Walgreens drugstore, and we turned that into a very creditable courtroom facility, and it still is. The Detroit facilities are still exactly where they were. That was a little newer building, the first federal building in Detroit. Grand Rapids was the biggest problem. It was hard to find a downtown Grand Rapids office building that lent itself. We finally did find one in the exhibitors building. But subsequent to that time, the state has built a new office building in Grand Rapids where the Court of Appeals now is. But we set up a very creditable courtroom and offices there.